All right. Hey, dude. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Wallacher with Confident Fit Coaching, Rock Solid in the membership site, and jessewallacher.com, where everything is housed for all of your Jesse Wallacher needs. So you are listening to the Brain Dump Diaries podcast, where I speak all the things that you are thinking in your head, but you're too afraid to admit out loud because it might make you seem unmotivated, unwilling, that this isn't actually for you. But in reality, we're all thinking the exact same thing, but we just don't want to say it out loud. And that has to do with your diet, your workout routine, your food, your body, and your just abilities as a whole. So what I want to talk about today is how you just need to buy yourself some damn socks, okay? Just go out and buy a new pair of socks. Now, I just did a post on this that is really good, but it got very little action, response? Something like that. Anyways, that's not the point. But the point is, I just wanted to reiterate this and say it a little bit louder. So here's the backstory of why you need to go and buy yourself some socks. So I got to a point in my life where I wouldn't buy myself socks until I lost the weight, until I entered the competition, until I won first place, until I finished school, until I got a boyfriend, until I got the job, until, always pushing it off. Now I work out, I taught fitness classes, I wear shoes every day. So naturally, when you wear shoes, you wear socks. And when you wear socks, socks get worn out because you're wearing them every day. And just like any piece of clothing that you wear consistently all the time, like you need to buy yourself new ones. And I didn't. And it wasn't because I couldn't afford it or I was lazy or any other excuse that I could have thought up. Because like I've bought myself more underwear in order to not do laundry. So like I could have bought myself like a sock pair. But I didn't, because I didn't feel that I had earned it. I was using socks, a very basic article of clothing, as motivation to get something done. Now, this is where having a reward and having a goal is very psychologically bad for you. So I've talked about this in comparison to treats before, I believe on this podcast, as treats of earning. If it's not on here, it's on a post. I've put it out somewhere on the internet. But how we, again, health is more psychological and emotional and mental than it is physical, okay? It is less physical because you know what it takes. You know the very basics of weight loss, of muscle growth, of getting what it is that you want. But it's so much more mental because we have put it onto this mental aspect. And the same goes with goals and rewards and treats. You're starting to put it on, instead of just like luxury fun time things, you're putting it on just basic essentials. I'll go and get this when I have done this. No, how about you just do it despite all of that stuff and just do it anyways with a new fresh pair of socks? No, how about instead of waiting to get groceries and waiting to get good food until you've accomplished this, that, and the other, you just go and get it and do the thing anyways? Because you're not a dog. You don't need to be rewarded for doing things that you necessarily technically want to do. If you don't actually want to do it, why are you doing it? This isn't a work thing that you're trading your time for money. This is something extra. This is something outside of that. You don't need to lose weight. Nobody needs to lose weight. You want to lose weight. You want to be healthy, because all of that excess weight is something that you're using to numb out on something else, something you're using to silence something from your past, something you're using to hide the fact that you actually don't like who you are. This is why health is so, it's not just a simple buy this pill, drink this shake, do this movement and lose the weight and then feel better about yourself. No, there's underlying things that got you to this point, that got you to making treats and making goals and making like rewards out of stupid little things. No, you don't use food as reward, and you don't use basic necessities, basic objects as rewards either. It's not a treat. It's always there. It's always available. So why are you using it as that? It's not the like yearly thing that comes out. It's something that's always there. There's no need to use that. And this is where, like, honestly, you start to see yourself as less and less and less of a person. Let's be honest here. Because if you're unable to do one certain thing and you have to wear holy socks all the time, not holy as in holy art thou, like God gave these to me, these kind of socks, no. Or holy jeans that you wear to church, you know, haha, that funny thing. No, these are just like socks that have holes in them and need to be thrown away. You don't wear those things feeling like a really good person, feeling like a really strong and independent and able person. You wear those things because it has an attachment of, I don't deserve new things until this, which makes you feel less of a person, which makes you feel even less than, which makes you want to eat more food, which makes you want to work out less, which makes you struggle for your motivation, which makes you just blah. Because how on earth can you feel good about yourself if you're not able to earn the basic little things? If you have no motivation to do the things you need to do in order to get the thing that you want to get. It's not motivation. It's humiliation. I went months without new socks when I needed them. And the day that I just bought myself new socks because I was sick and tired of it, I felt so much better about myself. I started making progress. I started making change. I started doing all the things that I said I was going to do and push off later until I had done the thing at that point. Because having socks that didn't have holes in them, having new socks that felt new and I liked, and these ones had fun words on them, like, that was better for me. That was more inspiring. That was more exciting. That was more motivating than anything else. By getting those things for me, what if you had already earned it? Then what would you do? See, this is the thing where I feel like we really struggle and don't acknowledge and don't really see how, like, there is a time and place for rewards and treats, but I think we use it too often and play it down and then again dehumanize ourselves in the process. Because it really is that. It really is that. If you're unable to afford basic human things when you literally can afford it, what are you doing? It was such a weird place for me. Like, I had to earn food. I had to earn clothing. I had the same pair of leggings for so long because I didn't feel like I had earned or I was worthy enough to get them. It's the same thing when we don't buy clothes because we think we're going to lose weight. So we might as well just push it off instead of getting clothes now and then clothes when we get it later, that you keep wearing the same clothes for years because you're not losing weight and you feel so stupid because you want new clothes, but you don't want to buy them because what if you lose weight this time around? And then you're just putting on the same pair of jeans that you already deemed as unworthy to like fit into anyways. That's not how it works. You treat yourself like a human, like a worthy soul now, and then you're more inspired to do other things good for you because you're already taken care of. Because if you're already being taken care of, then you already have value now. And if you already have value now, then you're worth being taken care of. Oh my. That was good, and I can't even think of it, and I can't go back and replay it because I'm like just recording this, but you already have value. If you treat yourself like you have value, then you have value. And there's no reason for you to like earn that value that you already have. And then you want to take care of yourself because you do have value. Because you do have big things to do in this life and because you do want to do more. Hello? That's how it works. It's not backwards. You don't start from the end result to gain everything else. You gain everything else as you get to the end result, and then the end result comes quicker because you are already worth it. Because you already have value, because you are already loved, because you're already making progress, because you're already eating better, because you're already entering that competition, because you're already saying yes to yourself, because you don't need to prove anything else for anyone else. If you're living your life for you, everyone else and everything else outside of you is just white noise. It's perspective and ideas, but not you. You can take it or leave it, just like with an experiment. With an experiment, there is no success or failure. There is just an outcome. And with that outcome, you get to decide what it is you want to do with it, whether you want to keep it or throw it away. How do you want it to be in your life? How do you want your life to be? What do you want out of life? It's not just health. You have brainwashed yourself and gotten to this cultish view that the diet and the workout is going to get you what it is that you want, the end result. And then at that end result, then you can start to figure out how to be healthy. Then you can start to like have a life. Then you can start to try and be normal and have that luxury because you finally have the body that deems yourself worthy of being luxurious. Because you have a new pair of socks. No. How stupid is that? It's so stupid. It's so stupid. It's so stupid. Say it with me. It's so stupid. It's unnecessary. What if you didn't need to earn anything? What if you were already valuable enough? What if you had already earned it? Then what? Where does life go after that, after you reach that goal? Part of you is too afraid to reach that goal because you don't know what's going to come after that. Because if your entire life and being and existence and value is coming from that end goal, then what are you going to do with the rest of your life? What are you going to do with the rest of your life? Because you've only thought about this one thing and you've put your heart, soul, blood, sweat, and tears into it. Then when you have it, then what are you going to do? You're going to have to start over. You're going to have to keep that same amount, that same level of struggle in order to keep it. Then what? Then what are you going to do? Then what? What if you just started with the end goal, the big reason why, your big W-H-Y? Yeah. I don't know why that didn't sound right how to spell it. But what if you started with that and just constantly worked towards life with that goal? Then what? Then you have a life worth living. Then you have more value than just at the end of that number. Then you are worth the socks now, and then it doesn't make sense for you to not be worth the socks. And then if you're worth the socks now, then you're worth value now. And if you're worth value now, then you're worth being taken care of. And if you're worth being taken care of, then it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks, says, or does. Because you've already deemed yourself as having value. And when you deem yourself as having value, then other people see you have value, and then they hold you to that value as well. Because they're going to mirror what you are giving them back. And then they're going to be able to rise as well. Because you're not a selfish person and you care about other people, but you're too busy giving away yourself that you don't actually fill yourself up. So if you are taking care of yourself and you are being selfish and you are showing people the kind of value that you hold, then they're going to feel able and have that potential to do the same, is to have their own value, is to find their own value and to hold that up as well. Then you're unstoppable. Then you can accomplish goals. Then anything is possible and anything just becomes who you are. And it's no longer a push. It's no longer a struggle. It's no longer a striving towards. It's just a being. It's just, this is who you are, and there's no doubt about it. You like to work out. You like to take days off. You like to eat healthy. You like to go out to eat. You like to have good people in your life. You like to have deep conversation. You don't like surface level things. You don't accept just mediocrity. You don't just accept what is. Anything is possible, and if it doesn't exist now, then you're going to create it, and you're going to find a way. And that's why it's been so hard for you to deal with this stuff, because it's not what you want, but you don't know what else to do. And you don't think, you've been brainwashed and shushed and silenced and questioned and felt like an idiot for so long that you don't want to keep looking because what if it's not actually true? What if what you really want deep down inside isn't actually available to you? But let me tell you, if you want it, you can have it. And you are strong enough to figure it out. You are more than capable. The only reason you don't feel that you are is because you're trying to follow somebody else's rules and expectations and guidelines and life that isn't yours. It's not truly what you want. Even if it looks like it's what you want and your goal, it's not entirely yours. It's them. So if you really want something, excuse me, you're going to be able to have it simply because you want it. Nothing more, nothing less than that. It's simply because you want it. So you can have it. And that's why you need to go buy new socks. And that's why you need to stop pushing things off. And that's why you need to start seeing value in yourself. Now, and not at the weight loss, not at the competition entry, not at somebody else giving you the title of you've made it, you're worth it, you've done enough. And I think that's all I want to say on this. You deserve buying new socks. You deserve having new socks. And it's not something that you need to wait until you've actually done the thing that you keep on pushing off doing in order to get it done, in order to get it. You can just have it now simply because you need it and you want it and it's readily available to you. Welcome to this wonderful time to be alive because there are so many options and availabilities for us. It's time that you stop pushing it off and second-guessing it and actually take advantage of it. And if you want more support on this, I help people do this one-on-one. I will be having a self-study beginning program coming out soon, as well as my Rock Solid Gym membership will open up as well, where you can get more connection, more of this mindset shifts, and just all around some better support. So, with that being said, I hope you have a fantastic day. Go buy some damn socks, and I will talk to you again very, very soon. Bye-bye.